This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The late Larry Hagman will make his final appearance as J.R. Ewing on TNT's version of the show Dallas tonight. Hagman died of leukemia in November. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports on what the death of the defining character means for the future of the show.
J.R. was the TV villain that an entire generation of Americans loved to hate.
You make me sick.
Keep out of my way, Pamela, or I'll destroy you.
We all knew what he would be when he came back, which is evil, but reptilianly, charmingly evil.
Dominic Patton writes about TV for Deadline Hollywood. He says season one of The New Dallas opened with a bang last June, but its audience is down 60% now. Patton says it's partly timing. Season two started in January.
You know, they're bringing Dallas back when the Super Bowl and reality shows were all at full force. That's a, you know, that's a hard game to win, man.
Brand strategist Adam Hanft says the show might bring back more actors from the original series to create some buzz. But even without JR, he expects regular Dallas viewers to keep tuning in.
People who love this show really love the show. And as a result, I think fans will give a hall pass for a while to see what emerges.
JR Ewing is gone, but the show he made will live on. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.